Hello, everyone. This is an unusual interview with a man who certainly has an unusual occupation. Mr. Keller Breland, I believe you had an article in Collier's magazine here not too long ago. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And what is this unusual occupation that you have?
Well, it's officially animal psychology, better known as animal training.
Well, what kind of animals? And you'd also train fowls, I believe. Just what do you make these animals do?
Well, at the present time, using modern behavior science, one is able to train animals to do almost anything. It's sort of a revolution in the animal business that's taking place here.
Do you have to have any special talent? How do you go about training an animal for a certain trick?
It's actually all based on a pretty rigorous science. There's a little art to it, but it's mostly science. We use what's called reinforcement, which in the vernacular is pretty much the same as reward. We don't use any punishment whatsoever. None of our animals are ever punished in any way. It's all done through feeding.
Do some animals learn faster than others? That is to say, will a rabbit learn faster than a pig, or how does that work out?
Yes, in that case, it'd be just the reverse, I believe. The pig would learn faster than the rabbit. The pigs, as a matter of fact, are quite bright. In fact, I'd much prefer to train a pig than to train a dog, say.
Well, which do you find the easiest to train? You still rate that pig number one?
For complex tasks, yes. I would say the pig would be number one. For simple tasks, we still like the chicken.
Do you always reward these animals with Laro farm-tested feeds?
That's right. Always Laro feed. Nothing else but.
Where do your actors perform? All over the country, Mr. Breland?
Yes, we have several dozen chickens now, and pretty soon several dozen rabbits, and they are performing all over the country, in every state in the Union.
Well, just what is the object behind your barnyard movie stars, we might call them?
Well, of course, they are promoting feed, but at the same time, they are promoting the science of behavior. We are convincing the American public that there is a true science of behavior, that the behavior of animals is controlled, that there's nothing capricious about it, that you can do things with animals that no one ever did before.
Well, after you've got an animal trained, at least you think he is, do you ever find a ham, let's say, among your pigs that'll do something unusual that isn't in the act when he's out on demonstration?
Yes, we have had some hams, but most of our hams have been chickens. We had one dandy chicken once down in Florida that refused to perform for a while, and everyone became quite concerned about it until she went over in the corner and laid an egg.
Well, that explained that one. How about a little background in yourself, Mr. Keller Breland? How did you get interested in animals, and how did you get the idea of training them?
Well, we got interested in animals through the theoretical approach. My wife and I are both psychologists, and while we were at graduate school at the University of Minnesota, we began to realize that the science of behavior could be applied to the control of animal behavior for commercial purposes. Therefore, we started out to see if we could sell it to somebody, and fortunately, General Mills saw the light, and they bought it, and ever since, we've been working for General Mills.
Well, it sounds like a nice combination. I think that General Mills has been very satisfied with your work. Where are your training quarters for these animals?
We're 1 mile outside of Hot Springs, Arkansas.
And how big a ranch do you have there?
Well, we have almost 300 acres there now.
And how many different animals and fowls on them? Can you count them?
Oh,
or not?
We have roughly at the present time, I'd say 150 different animals, chickens, pigs, goats, turkeys, horses, and so forth.
Is it a year-round occupation of yours?
Yes, we're at it the full year.
Do you have any help other than your wife in training the animals, or do the two of you do it exclusively?
No, as a matter of fact, we found out lately that once we outline the training procedure, we can use unskilled help in training the animals. Most of our animals now are trained by a couple of trainers who know nothing whatsoever of the theory.
Mm-hmm. Do you pick out special animals to train, or don't they need any special breeding other than Laro farm-tested feed?
That's all. The feed seems to be the most important thing. The only point that we really watch for is the emotionality, whether or not the animal tends to become frightened under performing circumstances.
How have the audience has reacted to your various animals and their tricks?
Well, it's been very gratifying indeed. We knew when we started that the appeal of animals was quite great, but we never anticipated that it would be as great as it really is. Farmers come for 70 and 80 miles into the Laro feed stores to see these animals perform, and they have drawn crowds up to as high as 5,000 people in one store in one day.
Have you had one outstanding star that would stick in your mind as your special favorite?
Well, I think probably Priscilla the Fastidious Pig was the greatest personality we ever had. She toured the whole country for a whole year, and people are still talking about her all up and down the Mississippi Valley.
How do you transport your animals about, Mr. Breland?
Frankly, all our animals at the present time go around by themselves in the care of the express company. They go in individual cages, and their performing props go along with them, and when they arrive at their destination, the Laro salesman simply reads the instruction sheet, puts on the show just as he would some mechanical arrangement.
Would you have other animals then and fowls throughout the country that are performing right now?
Yes, we have one special one that we're very proud of now. I believe it's the first completely automatic trained animal unit that's ever been produced, and it's called Henny Penny. Henny Penny is a chicken, as you might guess. She lives in a cage all by herself, and her props are built right around the cage. All you have to do to see Henny Penny perform is just drop in a little disc, and Henny Penny does her little trick, providing that disc has the right emblem on it. If you drop a disc in that does not have the right emblem on it, Henny Penny pays no attention to it whatsoever.
Well, I haven't seen Henny Penny perform, but 2-1 that the disc will have to have Laro feed on it.
That's correct, you are. Laro feed it is.
And you mentioned that Priscilla the Pig had been in your act, toured about 1 year. How long does one animal stay in your act, as a general rule?
The pigs we have to discard finally because they get so big it's too difficult to transport them. Actually, the animals never wear out. They go on forever. We have one of our original hens is still with us. We trained in 1947. And they never forget either. That's an interesting point to me. The animal can be trained, put in the barnyard, and left, as we call it, in cold storage. And any number of months or years later, you take that animal out, and it's just as good as when you first trained it.
Well, that's amazing, Mr. Breland. What acts can your animal perform? We've got Sure Shot in front of us here, and we're going to see a demonstration by him in a moment. You mentioned Priscilla, the flying porker, and Henny Penny, your chicken. Now, what other acts or what other animals and fowls have you trained to do, and what tricks?
Well, we have the chickens that count, do mathematical problems, that answer questions yes and no, put to them from the audience. We have chickens that will draw a poker hand higher than any competitor. We haven't made any money on that yet, but we're still hoping. We have chickens that dance, chickens that play the piano, and so on ad infinitum. There's virtually no end to what can be done with animals today.
Well, is Sure Shot the Rabbit here your latest act, or have you another one in your mind already that you're going to work on next?
Oh, we always have some in our mind, and some in progress and some out. This one you see in front of you here, Sure Shot, shoots the basketball goals. It's what we call in progress. But we have one in our head which is going to be a little circus, which the animals are going to do circus stunts. They're going to climb poles and stand on their head and slide down slides and use the hammer to win the cigar and all the stuff that you see in the circus.
Well, that sounds pretty tough. Every once in a while you see movies or motion pictures of chimpanzees riding bicycles and performing like circus actors, but rabbits and pigs, I don't know. I think that would be a little harder to train. Isn't a chimp pretty easy to train or not?
Well, a chimp actually is the brightest of all the animals. It stands next to man in the phylogenetic scale and apparently also in the mental capacity. However, for simple tricks, some of the lower animals are actually to be preferred to the chimpanzees because the chimpanzee has so much behavior of its own that it may be occupied in pursuing its own responses when actually what you want is the response that you yourself have got under control.
Just like trying to, some chimpanzees would be as bad off as trying to teach your youngster something then. But well, he's got a mind of his own, and he's going to throw that thing on the floor whether you want him to or not.
True.
Mr. Breland, let's have a demonstration. I believe the gentleman mentioned also you might take him out at the halftime of a basketball game. How about that?
Well, we have quite a few of those lined up. I'm not sure that we have any in this particular locality, but later on we're going to fit Sure Shot here against a High Point man of basketball teams, high school teams throughout the country. We think we know which one will win.
Let's have a demonstration by Sure Shot now. Would you tell the people just exactly what you're going through as we have the demonstration, Mr. Breland?
Yes, well, right in front of me directly here is Sure Shot, who happens to be a very black rabbit but has a very shiny coat. And directly in front of Sure Shot is a little basketball court, a little floor, and then there's a little flipper here that Sure Shot uses to toss the ball. And All the customer has to do in order to see Sure Shot work is simply to take this little ball, place it right here on this little catapult, so to speak, and then you just push down on it. You can see Sure Shot here is getting real anxious. He knows what's going to happen. This is what we call an anticipatory response. He knows it's coming. He's getting ready for it. Watch him now. Down we go. You can hear it work. Bang!
And 2 points by Sure Shot. Yes, well, I've seen him shoot about 6 or 8 here, and he hasn't missed yet. How long did it take Sure Shot to learn this act, Mr. Breland?
Sure Shot was about 30 days learning this act. Some of them vary, but this one runs right at 30 days.
And where do you go from here? Are you going back to your ranch, or...?
Yes, after I leave, I'll go back to Hot Springs and start working on the circus.
What unusual places have you appeared? I believe somebody mentioned you appeared on television.
Yes, I've been on television a few times with the animals, but the great mass of the animals perform in the Laro feed stores.
Do you find go all over the United States? Well, what parts of the country don't you cover?
Well, actually, the animals go all over the country. The animals travel a great deal more than I do. I very seldom go out almost altogether just on new acts because we've developed these package units which require no understanding of behavior whatsoever for their handling. Everything that the animal responds to goes along with it. So the animals do a lot of traveling, but I don't travel much.
So you'll be heading back to the ranch, and you and your wife working on a new act then. In the meantime, Sure Shot will be touring the country and thrilling basketball fans and farmers, too.
That's right. That's correct.
Okay, I guess we just about covered everything, Mr. Breland. We want to thank you very much for taking time to talk with us, and thanks, too, for your demonstration here. Probably the finest shot in the basketball world, bar none.
Thank you.
You bet. It's certainly been a pleasure, as we said, to talk to Mr. Keller Breland and to watch Sure Shot, his rabbit in action, perform. And perhaps when he brings his latest act back, why, we'll be back down and talk to you once again.